Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Is it time for a specific driving test for people who drive tractors? Well, the Road Safety Authority says it's considering the introduction of a test as well as mandatory training. As it stands, you need to be at least 16 years of age to apply for your learner permit to drive a tractor and pass the theory test. Well, for more, I'm joined by Dara McCullough, who's a farmer, columnist and broadcaster, and Alice Doyle, Deputy President of the Irish Farmers Association. And Alice, I want to come to you first on this. Good morning to you. What's your own reaction to this? Do we need a driving test specifically for people who drive tractors?
A number of things have come into the public domain, I suppose, in recent times from the point of view of the RSA. They are proposing that there would be a driving test. They're also proposing mandatory training. And we haven't seen any of the details of that yet. And we have written to the RSA asking them, could we meet them to discuss any proposals that they might have, because it would affect our members greatly. But I think the big emphasis here is on the mandatory training before you do any driving test. And as it stands at the moment, young drivers, tractor drivers, are doing a huge amount of training. And I'll give you a couple of examples of what exists at the moment. Every young student that goes to an ag college has to do tractor training, tractor skills training. But not only that, but they have simulators there where they're doing tractor training.
Yeah, but they're only the ones, Alice, who are going to ag college, and there are plenty who don't.
Okay, but there's more than that, Claire. Oh yeah, but there's a lot more than that. I was just going to continue on to other training that's going on at the moment. The Department of Agriculture have given out grants recently to different bodies, including to anybody that applies to it, people like the RFRS, etc., who can apply for money now to train young farmers and to actually train them in tractor skills. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that going on. And just as well as the mandatory training, there's a lot of training that goes on farms itself before a young farmer ever applies for his permit.
But the point is, it's not mandatory, is it? And you can jump up on a tractor and drive it at the age of 16. And that's what the RSA is trying to address.
Yeah. They might say you can, but very few farmers or contractors will let a young person jump up on a very valuable piece of machinery without making sure that they've done some training in advance. And whereas it may not be formal training, and I put that in inverted commas, that it is training. They get a lot of training and they get a lot of experience, but the training is given maybe by the parent on the farm, but it's given off-road. And if our young farmers train on off-road for quite a period of time before they can ever apply for their permit. So they have done a lot of training. And mandatory doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to make them any better. They're doing it. I would say they are doing it. And right. I think our farmers would all say they are training them.
So you're wary of any suggestion that there should be a specific tractor driving test or mandatory training?
Well, the mandatory training, I think we take the word mandatory out of the training is there. And I think we have to accept that, whether it's mandatory or otherwise, the training is there. As far as the test is concerned, look, a test is a test done at a point of time. It's done under controlled conditions. And, everybody will know in advance what they're expected to do and it can be done. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to make the driver a better person. You look a better driver. But if you look at the permit that the test that they have to sit down to do, the five areas that they cover, it covers everything, including behaviour, all of that. And behaviour is the big one. It's not just the test, it's how you behave test.
You keep telling me that the training is available, but it's not mandatory. It's not mandatory. We're not saying you have to be at a specific standard before you can drive a tractor. And that's the problem here, Alice, isn't it?
I'm not so sure that it is, Claire. I'm not sure that it's the problem. I don't know that by making it mandatory is going to make it any better. If you're already
training...
But why
then do we have a driving test for cars? Why don't we just say to people, well, look, if your daddy teaches you how to drive the car, off you go and drive it. We don't do that because it would be crazy. But yet you're saying to me, it's okay to allow that sort of a system to exist for people who want to drive tractors at 16.
Okay, you look at cars, the amount of cars that are on a road versus the amount of tractors that are on a road. That's a very different scenario.
But it's not logical. It's not logical what you're saying, that you can go out in a huge machine worth €100,000 and more in some cases and drive it at 16 without a test and without mandatory training.
But I would contest that the training is done. The fact that it's not mandatory.
Only if you want to do it.
I still maintain that it's being done because no farmer will allow their son or daughter or a driver of any kind get up on their expensive machinery, put it out on a road and take a chance.
We're relying a lot now on people's common sense. I'm going to bring in Dara at this point.
Can I just finish there by saying safety too is also a huge concern for us.
Well, it is, but you're relying on people, you know, who want to take the training and have their child or young person trained doing it, but they don't have to do it. And that's the whole point. Dara, where do you stand on this?
I think you've articulated the points the general public would be thinking about this perfectly, Claire. I think it's crazy that we're still talking about this. I wrote about this first about 5 years ago after a 16-year-old careered into a 250-year-old bridge down in Kilkenny with a tractor and trailer as part of a size contracting unit. And the miracle was at the time that there was nobody else on the bridge, there was no pedestrians or oncoming traffic involved. And an even greater miracle is that despite the fact that nothing has changed since then in terms of the rules and regulations, that we've had no fatalities. And I don't know what it will take to bring the likes of Alice across the line on this. I mean, why you cannot step onto a building site without a safe pass. I don't see why it makes sense to have a different set of rules for equally dangerous machines that are the modern tractor and trailer combination. Picture this, and everybody's been who's used the roads has experienced this. A tractor weighing 10 or 15 tons, drawing a trailer that is also weighing about 5 or 10 tons, carrying about 20, up to 20 ton in that. So it could be 40 ton coming down the road at you at 50 kilometers an hour in the hands of an untrained teenager. I mean, for me, that's terrifying.
But you heard Alice saying there that there is plenty of trailing available out there, particularly through the Ag College structure, that it's all available and the systems are set up.
I think we're so close. I would love the IFA to change from, no, we don't want any change, to being proactive and saying, do you know what? We have all the training infrastructure in place, and all we want to do is formalise a mandatory training system. That's all we're looking for here. That's all I think needs to happen.
Okay, Alice, do you want to come in and respond to that?
Yes, I could, Claire. I have never said at any point in time that we don't want it to come in. What I have said, I've explained what is there. And I said that we have asked to meet the RSA to look at what they're proposing. We've never said we're not going to accept the proposals. What we said, we will look at their proposals. We'll see how they can work and how they can fit into what's there and how we can work with it. But I don't know, you know, saying straight out, it's very unfair of Dara to say that we are against it. We are certainly not against it. The fact is, we haven't said we're fully on board doesn't mean that we're against it. We have to see what's involved. And regulation for the sake of regulation won't make any difference. But if the regulation works and we find that it's going to be worthwhile, we will be on board.
What's holding you back, Alice? What would be your concerns?
We need to see what the RSA are proposing. And insofar as if it means an awful lot more regulation or, you know, and et cetera in the near future, that could be a problem because we need our tractor drivers there in the near future. We can't stop everybody tomorrow morning, for who can drive a tractor because they haven't got a tractor license. That would cause mayhem in the fact that we'd have a huge labour shortage on farms, particularly at busy times of the year, if that was to come in tomorrow morning or next year even. We need to build it into time. So we need to see what the proposals of the RSA are. And if they are practical, realistic proposals, and remember I did say safety is always a priority for us. We are always pro-education. We support all the training that is going on at the minute, and we know the training is there. It just because it's not mandatory, it's there, and we are very supportive of all of that. So, I think it'd be unfair to say that we're not supportive
We
do need to see what's on the...
We have farmers in touch with us here this morning who are supportive of this. This listener says, I'm driving tractors for the last 50 years and I know the power and the danger of them. A 16-year-old can drive a 250 horsepower tractor with 20 tons of silage behind him at 50 kilometres an hour. It's absolutely crazy stuff. And Alice, when you put it like that, the power of the machine, the loads that they're driving, the speeds that they're going, it just, I don't know how you can say we don't need a driving test, a tractor driving test and mandatory training for that.
Okay. And Genter, I have never said we don't need it. I have said we are considering, we have to consider what the RSA are proposing. But look, a 17-year-old who passes their driving test, driving, you know, on a prescribed route and gets into a very powerful car the next day can do equally as much damage. So, you know, and I'm talking about a very powerful car, they can do a lot of damage as well. So, but again, I'd like to be very clear that we have never said that we're not in favour. What we have said is that we are waiting to get back to the RSA to come back to us, to sit down, have discussions with them about what their proposals are, and if we feel that the proposals are workable and are for the benefit, we will certainly work with them. Never have I said that we won't work.
Okay, do you accept that, Dara, that the IFA needs to sit down with the RSA on this one?
Well, I mean, I don't know what is holding back the parties on this. This is not a new problem, and I listened to Alice for the first part of this interview, justify the current status quo. I don't know why we need to hold on so desperately to the status quo. There should be a change. I'd like to see farm organisations like the IFA or the ISMSA or whoever be proactive and say, you know what, we accept we need change, and we're going to get behind change. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of pointing to, oh, we don't need more regulation, or, you know, there's a labour shortage. Like, what's it going to take? Do we wait until there's a terrible fatality, a terrible accident, and then suddenly there's a real impetus for change? We're not living in the Wild West. We live in a regulated economy. This is how modern business operates to standards, and those standards need to be verifiable. And public safety is at risk.
Do you have an issue, Dara, with the fact that people who are 14 can drive farm machinery off-road?
Well, now that's where you start. It becomes, I suppose, I have mixed views on that. I mean, hands up, I was when I was 14, I was driving around on tractors here at home on the farm, and it was a rite of passage for a lot of farmers.
That was your mandatory training, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not proud of the fact that, like, that's the way it is, but that I think it'd be very difficult to police if you try to bring regulations into the farm that says, you know, nobody under the age of 16 or 18 or whatever is allowed up in a tractor. I think the far easier first step is to put in mandatory obligations in the public spaces, on the roads. And then if there's a feeling that we can go further and make things even safer, then implement further restrictions on the farm. Mm. But I think that the obvious first step is to tackle the public situation.
See, the problem is, Alice, and I'm sure you'd agree with this, that the nature of the machines that are being driven now by farmers and on the roads, that they've changed so much. You know, the power and the size of them, they've just transformed in recent years, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. But I would also say, in the growing of those machines, the learning to work with those machines has changed as well. And, you know, people have adapted to work with those machines. And they're very powerful machines, I agree. But they have a lot of safety, mechanisms on them. And, you know, I'm very glad to hear both yourself and Dara agree that, you know, when farmers are young and their young farmers' sons and daughters are training on farm, that it is mandatory. You said it, I know it was jokingly, but it is their mandatory training. And I agree with you, the machines are powerful, and yes, they have to be managed very carefully. But I, as I said to you earlier, I don't think anybody will let anyone up on any of those machines without knowing in advance that the person getting up on it has a very clear understanding of the power of that machine, how it works, how you start it, how you stop it, more importantly, and how you take care on the roads and be aware of other people on the road, and that other people are aware of you as well.
This listener says, I was speaking to a farmer from Cavan recently who said he bought his teenage son a tractor solely for him to use as transport. Apparently all his son's friends do the same thing and are driving to each other's houses in tractors. And I've heard anecdotally that in sixth year, a lot of the boys in certain rural schools will arrive to school in a tractor. Is that going on, Alice?
A lot. There might be a certain amount of it going, but a lot of those tractors, if you look at them, they're very small little tractors. They're not very big. They're not the big, powerful tractors, can I assure you of that? Mm-hmm. Those tractors are needed at home for hard work.
But it's kind of rule. It's rule bending, isn't it? The rules.
Well, the rule is there, and they're allowed to do it. But I can assure you, the power of those tractors is probably an awful lot less than the power of some of the cars that some of their fellow students mm-hmm. are driving into the car parks of schools as well.
But driving them with no license. You know, they had no test.
The tractor drivers,
but I would
still maintain they're driving it with lots of off-road experience, and then that leads that will transfer onto the road, and they're not just allowed out the first time on the road on their own either. You know, they have to be sure that they're able to drive it. So I still think that we're looking at two different things here: the big powerful tractor versus the little thing that's driven in. I'm a former teacher myself. I have sat in schoolyards. I have seen the odd tractor, and it's not that many now. I have to be very honest. And I've sat outside of the biggest school in Ireland in Gorey, which is the biggest community school in the country. And the number of tractors you see in the yard there are very few and far between,
but it happens.
I have to be honest. It happens, but then lots of people drive cars that they're not insured to drive. They drive cars that they haven't a full license to drive as well.
But it's illegal to do that. This is allowed. It's a glaring loophole that you would be allowed to drive a machine to school like that with no driving license, having not sat a test.
I don't know that if the experience is there, and I'm not saying that even the time, it may come when we have to do a test to do that. And if we find that the proposal is good and that it's workable, why not support it? But we have to wait and see what's there. And I accept where you're going with this. Yeah. But again, we're from a farmer's point of view, we do see that it's important that the safe driver is safe, that the driver knows what they're mm-hmm. doing, knows how to do it, knows how to react, knows when to react. We support that fully. Whether a test will be the actual solution to that. The mandatory training is somewhat different. And as I said to you, a lot of that training is going on, even if it isn't mandatory.
It's not mandatory. Right, here's another one. I live in Roscommon. During the school year, there's a line of tractors parked across from the school by students attending the secondary school. There you go. I find it amazing that a young person can't hold a licence for a small car like a 1.2 litre vehicle without all the rules and regulations and expense that goes along with it, but they can drive machines as big and as powerful as today's tractors. It's unbelievable, really, says that listener. We'll leave that one there, but I'd say we're going to be coming back to it because I have a lot of text messages that I'd like to get through, at least some of them. Alice Doyle from the IFA and Dara McCullough, columnist, farmer and broadcaster. Thank you both. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.